Okay, so it's already more than halfway through October. There's barely 2 weeks left to make your decision, and some people are still agonizing, bombarded by advertisements, waiting until the last possible moment to commit themselves. I'm not talking about the election here. I'm talking about the choice of Halloween costumes. And those whose kids may be leaning toward Spider-Man could use some advice from Jerry Kokich. He is Spider-Man. Or at least he is when he's on the clock, making appearances in costume for Marvel Comics.
The first time I appeared as Spider-Man, two young boys about 8 and 10 came up to me. The younger one had a question about an obscure subplot in an old issue of the comic book. The reputation of Spider-Man was riding on my response. I launched into a lengthy description of the Secret Wars, the alien symbiote, the help I got from Reed Richards of the Fantastic Four, and a reporter named Eddie Brock, who later became my arch-enemy Venom. When I finished, the young boy looked at his companion and got an approving nod. I had successfully passed my first test. They still believed in Spider-Man. I've been a Spider-Man fan since I was a kid. If you told me I'd be Spider-Man someday, I would have said, "Of course! All I have to do is get bitten by a radioactive spider, and I'm set!" Actually, at the urging of a friend, I went to an audition in New York. I did a little improv about my last battle with the Green Goblin, and they told me to come back to try on the costume. Now that alone was cool. They asked me to strike a few Spidey poses, and I had been practicing those since I was about 5. They had to stop me by saying, "Okay, all right, that's great, we'll use you." I feel a personal kinship with Spider-Man, the everyman superhero. I was an outsider and a loner when I was a kid. I always had my nose in a book, and my social skills weren't all that great. Peter Parker's not handsome and independently wealthy like Batman, or a towering bastion of good like Superman. When he became Spider-Man, he was just a nerdy little science student. Even with his new powers, he still had to do his homework, find a part-time job, and wonder why he couldn't get a date. When Spider-Man fights the Green Goblin or Doc Ock, he's often mistaken for one of the bad guys by the very people he's trying to help. But he does his job anyway. The world needs heroes like this. Not just guys with guns and a chip on their shoulder, but heroes who do what's right because it's the right thing to do. Even if it's not always the easiest thing to do. Maybe that's why, in the last 7 years, I've been asked by parents to tell children to eat all their vegetables and even start using the potty. As Spider-Man always says, with great power comes great responsibility.
Jerry Kokich is a writer and actor in Los Angeles.